What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, particularly my black gentlemen, this conversation around black women's protection is a very exhausting circular argument. Now, what do I mean by that? Every single time something happens to an American black woman, the whole trope of black men need to step up and protect black women is always thrust into the forefront. However, how many black men are either in jail or taking that eternal dirt nap because they decided to put on their cape and jump into a situation that they had no clue about? Far too many. However, in recent times, you're starting to see black women end up putting on their cape and finding themselves with that same fate. Like the woman in this article that was sent to me by Jay White and was published on the 12th of September. HCSO releases photo of man wanted in connection to the fatal shooting of a woman helping her friend. Gentlemen, you know this. Far too many men have been taken offline because they thought they were going to put on that cape, that they were going to rush to some woman's defense, not knowing what the other person in that scenario was capable of or what they were carrying, i.e. some form of armament. The Harris County Sheriff's Office is searching for a man wanted in connection to a woman's deletion after she was found shot to deletion in the Spring area early Saturday. Deputies were dispatched to the Belvedere at Springwoods Village apartment complex located in the 2300 block of East Mossy Oaks Road regarding a shooting. Upon officers' arrival, a 26-year-old woman identified as Shantavia Reddick was discovered with several gunshot wounds. Gentlemen, put a pin on that. Definitely put a pin on that. Another woman at the scene notified deputies that her friend had been shot after arriving at the complex to help someone involved in a domestic dispute. Gentlemen, put a pin in that also. Investigators quickly identified the suspect as 28-year-old Dimitri Humphrey. Officials said Humphrey shot Reddick and her dog, but not his girlfriend, with whom he was reportedly in a domestic dispute moments before. According to deputies, Humphrey, who was currently wanted on unrelated charges, fled the scene in a white Jeep Wrangler with the license plate, blah, 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 blah. Anyone with any information on this case or Humphrey's whereabouts is asked to contact the Harris County Sheriff's Office Homicide Unit or Crime Stoppers of Houston. So, before I go into my diatribe and give my humble opinion on what's not being talked about, I'm going to go ahead and give this a FAFO score of 10. Now for my diatribe. Gentlemen, here we have another woman who ended up in a situation that she did not know about. Now, the fact that he shot her multiple times to me, my first alarm that goes off, there was definitely bad blood between them. Now, someone would ask, how do I come to that, you know, estimation? Well, it's called recognizing patterns. Think about it. Us black men, we know whenever there's a black woman in a relationship, there's always that one friend in the background. Yeah. That one friend that's always in that woman's ear telling her, oh, you know, this dude ain't shit. You can do so much better. Doesn't mention the fact that this woman had a man of her own. Because if she did have a man, guess what that man would have told her if he was actually worth a damn? He would have told her, that's not your business. Do not get involved. Which we know a lot of single black women keep black women single. So, yeah, in my humble opinion, there was definitely bad blood between them. Not to mention the fact that he didn't even shoot his girlfriend, whom actually was the catalyst for all of this. Yeah. Second thing, the fact that so many police officers will tell you they hate going to DV cases. Why? Because there have been far too many times where officers will actually try to apprehend the suspect. Then guess what? The quote unquote victim will turn on that officer and attack him as well. Far too many men have had the same experience. You try to rush in and help some woman, guess what? That same woman will turn right around and jump on you once you start jumping on her man. Yeah. No. No, gentlemen. Don't do it. Do not do it. But once again, I find this conversation extremely taxing. Because think about it. Gentlemen, junkyard dogs actually have a social contract with the owner of the junkyard. Yeah. The owner of the junkyard knows he has to treat his own dog with a degree of respect if he wants that dog to continue to do its job. Yeah. Something that General Tito said in one of his recent live streams. Junkyard dogs get better treatment than the American black man in the eyes of the American black woman. Yeah. And if you actually try to stand your ground, what do? They come back with shame. I find that absolutely hilarious. But gentlemen, I made a video called Agree and Amplify, where I talked about how to completely and totally disarm shaming language. Agree with it and amplify it to a point that it causes the person trying to shame you to temporarily shut down. Why? Think about it. Whenever someone tries to shame you, the first song that should come to your mind is Red Man, I'll Be That. Oh yeah. I love that song. I do. I love that song. Why? Because every time I listen to it, the idea of someone trying to shame me, it's just like, I don't even care. Oh yeah. Particularly this one chorus. I love this. My first name must be He Ain't Shit. Because every time I come through, bitches be like, he ain't shit. I'll be that. I'll be that. I'll be that. I'll be that. That's right, gentlemen. Do not let anybody try to shame you or gaslight you into putting a battery in your back. Oh, hell no. No. No, 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 no. Now, Brickface was right about one thing in her video. Men only protect what we own, what we possess. We only protect women who have submitted to us. Yeah. However, we all know when it comes to the overwhelming majority of American black women, when you say the word submit, they're so lost in the sauce, they think submit means slavery. However, when men will actually sit down and try to have a logical conversation, they're all hopped up on emotion. So therefore, no. Gentlemen, to end this, your life matters. Self-preservation should be your daily setting. However, you still got a lot of these old boomers and some old Gen Xers who are still under the simp doctrine. Protect black women at all times. Fuck you. However, the younger generations of men, they're not having it. They're not putting on those capes. As a matter of fact, they're ready to issue these women the equality that they so fought for. And I don't mean they really fought for it. They just really complained until men actually gave in. But yeah, this younger generation of men, they're not having it. And they're being blatant about it. They're letting these women know, what am I supposed to do about it? Exactly. You're not supposed to do a goddamn thing except call the authorities. Ladies, you want random protection? Not gonna happen. You're not gonna submit to a man, nor are you gonna hire a bodyguard. See, once again, this is something else. It's all about being cheap. Yeah. I'm not gonna submit to a man, but I'm gonna be cheap and try to shame him into doing something that he knows goes against his own survival. Yeah, no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. As a matter of fact, there was another situation of another woman who tried to break up a fight, and what happened to her? That's right. She got offline. Yeah, ladies, men out here nowadays, they're playing for keeps. You want to be like a man? You think you can break up a fight like a man? You think you can put that cape on like a man? Guess what? You're now meeting the same fate as a lot of men who end up in that scenario. It is what it is. So yes, ladies, those of you who think that random men are going to jump to your defense, you better understand something. The power you thought you had over these men via gaslighting, emasculation, manipulation, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that men were still going to protect you, that's gone out right along with it. You're now in the environment that you created. And yeah, hostilities are definitely going up. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.